Hey everybody, it's Jordan. Today we wrap up our three-week prayer journey as we approach a monumental time in our nation. God is sovereign, but he allows humans to build their lives here on earth as they may. While evil exists, most people are just trying to take care of those they love and those people they care about. The interesting thing is that we all think this should be accomplished differently. We see things differently. We experience things differently. We feel things differently. So what do? Once again, we turn to God. We do our best and we give God the rest. We all have different responsibilities and possess individual circles of influence, yet we all pray to God, the God who sees and knows things that we can't. This is especially important as it pertains to things that are outside of our control. We are human, but God, well, he's God. When we turn to him in regards to our situation that are deeply personal and difficult, to say the least, we can find peace knowing that he's taking care of us. We may not be able to fix everything that's broken with a snap of our fingers, but we can pray. So let's pray, and let's start with praying for those that lead. This may be you. This may be someone that you follow. Regardless, God uses leaders, and all leaders need supernatural help.
You know, Jordan, it's interesting that you say we can pray to God. And if we're going to pray to God, here is a scripture that I think would be very interesting to start with. When it comes to wondering how to pray, I love this scripture because it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding." Wow, is that helpful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You know, sometimes I can trust in the Lord, but only with a few things. And sometimes I trust in the Lord with a lot of things. And sometimes I have the responsibility of being a leader, and other times I have the responsibility of being a good follower. But how can you be a good follower if you don't have a good leader? Or if perhaps you don't like the leader? Or if perhaps the leader isn't leading in a way that is following God? You know, we have leadership in our nation. We have leadership in the world. We have leadership in government, leadership in our schools. We have leaderships, you know, when you go to the grocery store. Sometimes there is a leadership in who puts the groceries out. There's always somebody who has the responsibility of being, in a sense, in the front. We have leaders on the front line when it comes to our military. Some people even have line leaders when it comes to kids in kindergarten. But whatever the leader responsibility is, with that responsibility comes decision making. And I pray for the leaders of the world, of our nation, of our particular state, our city, our government, the mayor, the areas that we live in, school leaders, business leaders, community leaders, even educational leaders, right down to school leaders in individual classes and classrooms, including kids who are in leadership. And I pray that as we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and we don't lean to our own understanding, but we acknowledge God, he will make the path right. And I pray for God to minister direction to you, divine direction. If you're a leader, if you're looking to leaders, I pray for leadership to be hearing the words of God. And you know, they might not even realize they're hearing from God, but I pray for them to have an open heart to lead properly, to lead the way that God would like to see the nation to go, the nations to go, the world to go, the cities to go, the states to go, even our schools and even our churches. I pray for God to be heard and for people to listen, not only with their ears and with their head, but listen with their heart so that we can have divine leadership, whether they know it or not. We can have godly leadership leading in godly directions, even if they don't know that their directions are godly or that they're hearing from God. I pray for the supernatural intervention from God in leaders all across the world. And you know, I even especially pray for mamas as they lead in their home. Being the leader of the home front whether it's mom, dad, or a combination of both, whoever is leading in a day-to-day, daily life existence, my mother-in-law used to call it in the everydayness of life, I pray for leadership in your everydayness of life to be from God, to be great in its direction, and for you to be able to follow divine leadership and live a godly, peaceful life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We don't always get to choose who we follow or listen to. Sometimes they are chosen for us. There are people in powerful positions that our lives are affected by, regardless of our persuasions. There are laws that govern our lands that require our participation, whether we agree with them or not. That's how life is. That's why prayer is a powerful necessity. There are things far too complicated for human resolve. Now more than ever, we need God's help. 1 Timothy urges us to pray for those in authority. So now let's pray for our lawmakers.
Heavenly Father, we intercede for our lawmakers that they may legislate with integrity and uphold justice. Grant them discernment and wisdom to make decisions that align with your divine principles. May our laws, our institutions, and leaders act justly, seeking to ensure fairness and equality for all. Give us the courage to stand up against the injustice and advocate for those who cannot speak for themselves. May your love be the banner that unites us as we work together to create a society where justice reigns. We stand on the promise of your word, knowing that you are a God of justice who defends the cause of the oppressed. We pray for a system that reflects your heart for justice and upholds the principles of truth and righteousness. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And here are the special scriptures to go along with this time of prayer. First of all, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Then Proverbs 14, verse 29, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. Then Micah 6, verse 8, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Then Proverbs 31, verse 9, open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and the needy.
My mom has a saying she's taken from scripture that goes something like this, secret things to be revealed and hidden things to come out of darkness. She says it all of the time. The idea is that there are things that we don't know that God does know. In a world full of mystery, we need the inside information. We need to know the things that, quite frankly, we couldn't come up with on our own. We need wisdom to know what to do, and we need discernment to see things the right way. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you.
You know, it's funny, all my life I've worn glasses. And to be perfectly honest with you, when I put my glasses on, I see better. And I look at wisdom and discernment like that. When we look through the lens of our own opinions, we can see things in a little blurry way. But when we put on the lens of the Word of God, the will of God, the ways of God, how suddenly secret things can be revealed and hidden things can be coming out of darkness, and we can see clearly in a way that perhaps we might never have even thought of before. So if we ask the Father God for wisdom, if we ask Father God for secret things to be revealed, if we ask God to guide, guard, and direct us, I love it. I love it when James 1 says, if any of you lack wisdom. Well, let me say that I can be in the front of the line when it comes to lacking wisdom. How in the world can we know what God knows or see what God sees or do what God does without divine intervention and asking God to whisper in our ear, to whisper in our heart, to tell us a secret, to give us discernment? And the fun thing about it is he gives it generously to all. without finding fault. I think there's a translation on this commentary I read that said, without criticism. You know, you can be asking for help and be criticized when you do, and it can be so embarrassing or so demeaning. But when we ask God for wisdom, oh my, when we ask God for wisdom, He gives it to us freely, liberally, and without criticism. Oh, wow. So let's jump into that right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for your wisdom. I ask for secret things to be revealed, for hidden things to come out of darkness, and for divine intervention. Lord, give us the mind of Christ. Lord, give us the Spirit of God, the very Spirit of the living God. Give us the peace of God that passes all our human understanding. Let us operate in discernment, so we know what to do. You know, David inquired of the Lord, do we pursue, do we retreat? Lord, as we ask, tell us what to do. Pursue, retreat, go this way, go that way, with great discernment, divine wisdom, the wisdom of Solomon, and the peace of God that surpasses our human understanding. Thank you, Father God, for your wisdom, for your discernment. And thank you, Father God, that we have ears to hear and we can follow your discernment, your wisdom, and find your heart and bring it into the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Life in general has a way of causing us to make enemies of one another. We all have perspectives and opinions. We've all been hurt, and if we're honest, at some point, have probably done some hurting. While receiving God's grace is transformative, it can be difficult at times to extend the same grace to others. Sometimes things become so complicated and messy that the only voice a person will listen to is the voice of the Holy Spirit. They might not even call it that. But sometimes we need the Holy Spirit, God's voice on the inside, to soften our hearts so that we can open them up once again. He has a special way of helping us change in ways we never could on our own. Let's pray for reconciliation.
Heavenly Father, we come before you today praying for reconciliation to flow through our nation. We ask for your healing touch to mend broken relationships, to bridge divides, and bring unity among diverse communities. Grant us hearts of forgiveness, understanding, and empathy as we seek to reconcile with one another. We stand on the promise of your word, knowing that in Christ all things are reconciled. Lord, we pray for reconciliation to permeate every corner of our nation. Help us to see one another through your eyes, valuing the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Grant us the courage to confront injustice and seek restoration. May your love and grace guide our conversations, our actions, and efforts toward reconciliation. In the authority of Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now here are special scriptures to go along with this time of prayer. First of all, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Then Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Then Ephesians 4, verse 3. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Then Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
In this day and age, it's hard to tell what's real from what's not. You can be watching a video that never happened or hear an audio clip of words never spoken. In a world filled with misinformation, we need God's involvement. Philippians encourages us to consider what's honorable, what's true, what's pure, lovely, and commendable. This is particularly important when we are on the receiving end of any type of communication. And I think we can all agree that our world could use a little more of those things. Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we come before you praying for the media and communication networks in our nation. We ask for your wisdom to guide those in the media industry to report truthfully, responsibly, and with integrity. Grant discernment to the viewers, listeners, and readers that they may seek and receive information that aligns with your truth. We stand on the promise of your word, knowing that you desire for communication to bring forth edification and unity. Lord, we lift up the media and communication channels in our nation to you. We pray for a renewal of integrity, accountability, and a commitment to truth. May the media serve as a platform for promoting understanding, unity, and positive change. Guide us as consumers of media that we may be discerning in our choices and seek truth above all else. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now here are the companion scriptures. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Then Psalm 141, verse 3. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Then Proverbs 16, verse 28. A perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. Then Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Then Psalm 34, verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Psalm 37, verse 30. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. Then Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as it fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Then Exodus 23, verse 1. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness.
While legislation and politics are undoubtedly important for any nation, what's even more important are its people. Sometimes it's easy to lose sight of humanity in the midst of fighting for what we believe is right. Every human is potentially someone's mother, father, sister or brother, friend, even neighbor. And truth be told, each one matters to God. A nation is a God-loving nation when it has God-loving people. Life has a way of getting you stuck in a rut, alive, but often going through the motions. Sometimes we need someone to turn on the lights and remind us once again of what truly matters. Let's pray for spiritual awakening.
Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today, praying for a spiritual awakening to sweep across our nation. I'm talking about revival. Awaken our hearts and the hearts of our fellow citizens to seek you, to repent of our sins and to turn back to God. Revive us, O Lord, and restore a passion for your presence and a hunger for your word. We stand on the promise of your word today, knowing that if we humble ourselves and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. Lord, we earnestly pray for a spiritual awakening in our nation. Ignite a fire in our hearts to seek you wholeheartedly, to repent of our sins and to turn back to you. Revive our churches, renew our faith, and restore a deep hunger for your presence. May your Holy Spirit move mightily across our land, transforming lives and bringing about a real revival that spreads like wildfire. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And here are the companion scriptures for today. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Psalm 85, verse 6. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Then Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Then Acts 3, verse 19. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord.
Prayer is powerful. It's not just about getting what we want. It's an act of surrender. We've spent the last 3 weeks talking to God, expressing our concerns, and admitting that we don't know it all. We've told God we need His help. We've spoken God's word over troubling times and situations, and by faith, we have given our burdens to Him. We trust Him. We believe He has our best interests in mind. And now we choose to rejoice. Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for the good of those that love God. So if it's not good, then God's not done. Let's conclude with one final prayer.
You know, it's been an interesting couple of weeks getting the privilege to pray for our nation, pray for each of the people in our community, pray for our leaders, pray for wisdom, pray for community, pray for revival. And as we're doing that, I really believe what we're doing is touching the heart of God. Because God wants our leaders to be godly. God wants our life to be peaceful. God wants our children to not only bring us joy, but to be at peace within themselves. God wants, I think, the very highest and best for each and every one of us. And as we seek God, I do believe with every fiber of my soul, as we seek God, He loves to pour out His answers. As we seek God, He loves to pour out His answers. So, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, first of all, I thank You. I thank You for the opportunity of coming to You. You sent Your Son Jesus to the cross so that we could have life and have it everlasting. But on this earth, we could also have it abundant. Thank You, Lord, that we can get our needs met. We can say, forgive us of our sins, and we can be saved and have a life of everlasting love with You. And Lord, I thank You that not only as we are saved, part of the word salvation is the exact same word as healing. So Lord, I ask You to save us, to heal us, to deliver us, and to set us free. Lord, as we come into an atmosphere where we give You praise and glory and worship and honor, I ask that You would hear our hearts, You'd hear our cry, You would heal our land as an entire nation, You'd heal our land as a community. You'd heal our land as a family. And You'd heal our land as individuals. And Lord, I pray for peace and prosperity and health and healing and wholeness and salvation. Lord, I pray for Your mercy. And most of all, Lord, I pray that as You reveal Yourself to us, who You really are, that we would come together as a people, as an individual, that we could know beyond any shadow of a doubt, Lord, that You love us with an unconditional love, and that we can always come to You and expect a miracle. We expect a miracle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us on this 3-week prayer journey. Our prayer is that you will continue to see God show up in your life, regardless of the situations that you face. We are not expecting doom and gloom, because in Christ, our future is secure. We are expecting miracles. Miracles for you, miracles for your family, and miracles for our nation. Please continue to use these podcasts as a resource guide when you find yourself concerned about our nation or its people. If you'd like a copy of the ebook guide we have used, click the link in our show notes or visit richardroberts.org. Pray these prayers out loud and meditate on the scripture references. Allow your mind to be washed in the power of God's word and see what happens. You can follow Richard on social media at Richard Roberts Official or visit richardroberts.org for similar resources. We'll see you next week.